Welcome to the DU 8028 podcast. I'm Julie and I'll be your host for this episode. This episode is going to be the first episode of our staff spotlight section of the podcast. Today we will be talking to Professor Martin Margitai about his research into Alzheimer's.
I'm Martin Margitai. I'm a professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, and my research is on tau protein.
Oh, so what is the tau protein?
Tau protein is a protein that normally binds to microtubules in axons and stabilizes them. But in disease, in particular in Alzheimer's, but also in over 20 other neurodegenerative diseases, the protein falls off the microtubules and forms clumps in the interior of cells. And those clumps are very detrimental because they eventually lead to neuron loss and brain damage.
So how long have you been studying Alzheimer's?
I have started working on tau as a postdoc. And then continued working when I started here at DU. So altogether, it's been about 18 years or so.
As of right now, can you share what results that you have gotten from your research so far?
So there are different avenues of research we do on tau proteins. So we have an avenue that looks at the structure of these fibrils. So we have gained insights into the arrangement of the structural elements in these proteins when they're forming fibrils. By themselves, they're actually, these proteins are intrinsically disordered, so they don't have, they have a random structure. And more lately, we have started developing assays that can actually amplify very small amounts of fibrils in order to detect them for potential diagnostic purposes.
So how do you think your research will help with curing Alzheimer's?
So one problem in Alzheimer's disease is that when you show any signs of memory loss, then the brain is full of aggregates and tangles. But the earliest signs, you don't show any memory deficits. So a big problem is to basically diagnose Alzheimer's early, and the assays that we're developing are trying to detect tau aggregates that find their way out the brain into the blood in order to detect these aggregates at very early stages of Alzheimer's. So we are not directly working on a cure, but one important need in the field is to be able to detect it early so that drugs that could somehow interfere with these fibrils could be used at earlier stages. So it's like equivalent to drugs that you used in cancer. You want to use them early, but not at the very latest stage. And Alzheimer's is actually in a late stage.
So why did you decide to study Alzheimer's?
Originally, I was actually interested in tau as a microtubule associated protein and its function and how it actually stabilizes microtubules, because I was working in the area of neurobiology, but because of funding situations, I got pulled into the more pathological side of tau. And that is the misfolding and the aggregation of this protein that is associated with Alzheimer's. So it's basic. And then I realized actually that the biochemistry that is kind of involved is actually very, very exciting. And this is actually became even more exciting over the last couple of years when it was realized that these aggregates are not just forming individually in each cell, but that they can transfer from one cell to another and then recruit healthy tau and convert it into a misfolded state, so that it actually, these aggregates kind of spread in a more prion-like fashion within the brain.
Since you're also an associate professor here at DU. What classes do you teach or offer?
I'm teaching protein biochemistry for undergraduates. I'm teaching an advanced protein biochemistry course for graduate students. And then in addition, I'm teaching a second biochemistry course, which is like the follow-up to protein biochemistry, membranes and metabolism.
Well, thank you for like sitting down and talking with me after your busy day.
Sure. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you know any faculty members that do interesting things outside of teaching, please email thedupodcast@gmail.com. See you again next time.